Okay, so we're starting recording, Polly. We've just looked at number 26 of the sentences on the last page. Chiwan do natsukang labe, which we found to mean that someone, whether it's I, we're not sure about the tense of the verb, living. Doesn't obtain, don't obtain happiness. Or you said comfort, but sukha really just means happiness. I mean, could have different meanings, but it is the word that we use for happiness, the general positive feeling. So number 27 is a bit tricky because we've got some sandhi going on here. It should be sacce ahang. Sacce is a participle that means if, and ahang means I. It's the subject of the sentence. So this means if I. If I am grasped in such a way, then I will not exist. I think this is nya, the root nya, which means to know. If I will have known that, because it's called kaladhipati, the final tense, right? Will have known that I will tangna. If I had known thus, if I will have known thus, tang might be the subject there. That's the second. Yeah, the subject of the second half is tang. Tang is 1-1, not 2-1. It's not the object. So you missed something when you say, then I will not exist. What about the tongue, right? Aboisa means it's a third person, actually. It's third person kalatipati, which means it's the past of the future. Will have not been. It's an odd one. So if I will have known thus, I don't know, I think it's an odd example, but if I will have known thus, that tang nabhavisa will not have been. I mean, I guess you could interpret this to mean when there comes a time that I know something, know thus, some problem will not be at that time. Once I understand things, you could say, once I will have understood the truth, by that time, all of that suffering will not be. Yeah, I suppose in English the word once is useful for this tense. Once I have come to know thus, then that will not, that suffering will have come to not be. Number 28.
Well, at least there's one familiar word, dukkha.
What tense is dukkha? What is the number? Yes, it is ablative singular. Because you become free from something. Much, the root much has to do with being free. And what's the subject of the sentence? I think Yanuna means not what if, but it's more like, what the heck? I should become free from suffering. I should free myself from suffering. I think, or am I missing it? Am I confusing it with something else? No, maybe you're right. Maybe it does mean, what if I should become free from suffering? But it's kind of like a speculative, hey, what if I were to try this, I think. Not exactly. It's a rhetorical question, I think. Because there's yanunahang papajayami. What the heck? It's kind of like, hey, what if I were to ordain? Meaning, why don't I try that? Young does mean that. What? Young means what? Nuna means kind of like, it's emphatic in a sense. Like, why not? Yeah, the Pali English Dictionary says, "Yang nu na hang" means "now then, let me." Yang nu na used in an exhortative sense, "well now," or "rather let me," or "so now." Always in phrase, "Yang nu na hang," "now then, let me do this or that." Very frequently, either with following potential, which is the satami, right? For example, yang nunahang aranyang pawisayang. Now then, let me go dwell in the forest, enter into the forest. Or aranya, the forest monastery. Yang nunahang katakamang buchayang. Now then, let me ask of the deed that was done. Ask what was done. But I think literally it is, what if I were to? What if I should do this? But it's kind of a rhetorical instigating or pushing, exhorting yourself to do it. Number 29. Close. You're both close. But it's not. Brian's got it right. It's ma. So ma means don't. So it has to go... oh no, Ryan doesn't have it right either. You've got it wrong. Ma isn't not. Ma is don't. Ma always goes with the imperative. Which should give you a clue, always gives you a clue as to the case of the verb. But ahuwata may be... No, it's not. Ahuwata is imperative. But it is past, right? It's a past imperative. How does that work? So it's actually not panchami case. Anyway, ma means don't. Don't be someone... Don't be someone who has become... Something like that. The sense of using the past tense. But I mean, literally, it means don't be... Vipatisarino. Vipatisarina means someone who is remorseful, but it's deeper than Vipatisarino. Sari means one who reflects. One who becomes sarino is one who takes as a refuge, sort of. Sarino it comes from sar, the root sar with the whatever that suffix is that turns it into sarino, one who is, or one who does, one who reflects. But in this case, or one who takes as refuge, kind of, or one who reflects upon. But it means one who relies. Pati gives the meaning of relying upon or falling back upon. Vi is in the sense of in a bad way or in a messed up way, in a unorderly, disorderly way. So literally it means one whose mind, one whose state of base state. Patisarina means fallback state, kind of. One whose fallback state, or state of mind, really, is messed up, meaning who is disturbed. And it comes to mean remorseful. Don't be someone who is remorseful. Pacha means afterwards. Always remember ma is not, it's don't. And that'll help you a lot with figuring out the flavor of the sentence.
Yeah, on the digital Pali reader, ma comes up, it comes up as not, do not, let us hope not.
Yeah, it should never be not. I can't think of where it would be that. It's always with imperative.
Thank you.
I mean, here it's not with imperative, I think. I think that is a past tense verb, but... it still gives the sense of imperative. This is actually a sentence of the Buddha. The rest of them, many of them above, are not actually, I think, from the Buddha. But this one is something the Buddha actually said. He said, you know, meditate now, don't be remorseful later. That's the full quote. Jayata bhikkave ma paccha patisarino ava ahuvatta. I don't know. I think it's been a long day, and I've still got more. I've actually got to go back. I think let's stop the Pali there, because I've got other things happening today. And we'll figure out about next week. Maybe we should discuss it during the week, because well, we may have to just stop, because it's getting close to the time where I have to move and do school and stuff. So, I mean, doing more Pali means, I mean, potentially it means just going through the textbook with, or the Chakupala text, which is easy for me. But if it means learning more about the compounds and so on, that might be a little more work and maybe a little more than I'm up to taking on right now.
That's what I was wondering, if you wanted to take a hiatus from the Pali for, you know, for a few months maybe. We're kind of at a breaking point being at the end of the textbook, and you do have a lot of stuff going on with starting school and starting the monastery and all that.
Yeah, again, it depends. If you guys just want to go through the Chakupala text, it's a bit draining always to have to think, but that's not a big deal. You know, an hour of Pali is not going to cut into my life, but you know, there may be Sundays where I can't do, but Sunday is usually a good day. So it's not really a big deal. But maybe I'll have to say no to doing the rest of the textbooks. Maybe that's something for next summer.
So just do the translations from Chakupala after the Visuddhimagga?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's how you learn Pali the best anyway. I mean, I can give you all the knowledge that's in the rest of the text, or enough to get you by. I mean, obviously I'm not a scholar or anything, but we can stumble through it and you'll learn Pali naturally. You get a feel for it.
That sounds good. Yeah, if you have the time for that, that sounds a lot more laid back.
Yeah, it's good for me, good practice for me, and we can just do that forever because there's 327 stories. We can go through them all.
Yeah, considering it's taken us a few weeks to get as far as we have, which is, what, about three paragraphs? That'll take a while.
Yeah, no, it's just fun. It'd be nice if we had a better platform. But I'll have to think about that.
Yeah, definitely the open meeting. If we can figure out what's causing it to be buggy and work through that, that seems like it would be really good.
You know, I think it's just always been buggy. I don't think it's at production stage yet.
Oh, okay. Nothing we're doing wrong then.
I don't think so. Okay, I'm going to stop recording. Thank you all for coming. And see you all next week if you're here. But yeah, well, let's maybe we can stick around a bit after this and talk about what we want to do next.
Thank you, Bhante.